The future of a second round of pandemic assistance remains unclear after President Trump expressed dissatisfaction with a measure passed by Congress this week. In its current form, the bill would send more than $1 billion to Hawaii through a variety of programs. If the proposal does become law, Hawaii will receive a lot more than direct payments. Local businesses will have access to almost $300 billion in paycheck protection funds. Unemployment benefits would also be extended, including for gig workers and independent contractors. The state government will also receive money to offset pandemic costs, including almost $200 million for COVID-19 testing, tracing, and vaccine distribution. Island schools will also get some help. Around $200 million in federal funds could go to the Department of Education, money that can be used to pay teacher salaries. And Hawaii's transit systems, like airports and buses, will be eligible for nearly $130 million to cover the cost of increased safety measures. In response to the details of the plan, Governor David Ige said Wednesday afternoon he'll delay planned furloughs for state workers, something he was considering when he presented his budget earlier in the week.
If collectively we can recover several hundred million dollars in federal appropriations, then that would allow us to consider delay or reducing the furloughs.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin has said stimulus checks could start reaching individuals within a week of the bill becoming law. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ryan Finnerty.